regarding a mixture where the usher item in the mixture is nois and talim of gam, where Meir said it's still usher, and Shimon said it's mutter. Ula said machloikis is where the usher item initially enhanced the taste of the mixture and later made it worse. However, if it made it worse from the very beginning, everyone would agree that the mixture is mutter. Shek the more of Chagi asked Ula, a braisa says that they even argue where usher wine fell into beans or usher vinegar fell onto beans. Now, in this case, the usher item made the taste worse even from the beginning, and yet we see that they argue. Emphatic Mar Ula said the braisa is talking about where the beans were cold and then they were heated up, in which case the usher item first made the taste better and later on made it worse. Rabbi Yochanan said machloikis where the usher item imparted a bad taste from the very beginning. Does he mean that machloikis is in this case as well as in the case where it was initially good and then turned bad? Or does he mean that the machloikis is only in the case where it was bad from the beginning, but if it was initially good, everyone would agree that it's usher? Teku bleib tashailo. Rabbi Amram said it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan said this, that Rabbi Meir holds its usher even when it was nois and talim of gam immediately, and that there is not, it can't be that Rabbi Meir said this and there's not some type of source in a Mishnah. So Rabbi Amram searched and found the Mishnah that says that if yeast of chulin fell into chulin dough in an amount that was enough to make it rise, and then more yeast of truma or klayim fell into the dough in an amount enough to make the dough rise, the dough is usher. Shimon says the dough would be mutter. Now, since the dough already rose, the additional yeast is considered to be nois and talim of gam from the very beginning. And we see that the Tanakama, which is Rav Meir, and Rav Shimon, and that they argue, which is exactly what Rav Yechanan says. You see it in the Mishnah. Rav Zeri said, nah, it's not a proof to Rav Yechanan. The case of the dough may be different because the additional yeast that's added can make the entire dough into yeast, and therefore it's not considered a bad thing for the dough. In fact, the Mar says, maybe we can bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan from a Braisa. The Braisa says, if yeast of Truma and Chulin fell into a dough and each yeast was in the amount for itself to make the dough rise, it was enough for that, and the dough then rose, the dough is Osir. But if Shimon says it's Mutter, if the Truma fell in first, everyone agrees it would be Osir. If the Chulin fell in first, it would be Osir, but if Shimon says it would be Mutter. Now, in this last case, the Osir item made the dough worse right from the beginning, and still we see it as a Machloikis. You can't say that over here also we can say like Rav Zeira said, because the later part of the Braisa says that if usher wine fell onto beans, it's usher, but Rav Shimon says it's mutter. Now, this is a case where it made it worse right from the beginning, and still we see that they argue. You can't say that this case is like Ula said, and that it was initially good and then became bad, and they still argue. Because the Braisa says that when the Truma yeast fell in first, everyone would agree that the dough was usher, which means that they don't argue when it was first good and later became bad. Rather, we see from here that even when it's bad from the very beginning, there's still a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Shema mino. Shekmer, why does this Braisa need to bring all these three cases? We need the case of the wine that fell onto the beans to teach that they even argue where the usher thing makes the mixture bad even initially. We need the case of the truma yeast falling into the dough before the chulin yeast to teach that when initially it makes it better and only later it makes it worse, everyone agrees that it's usher. However, why do we need the case where the truma and chulin yeast fell in at the same time? We already learned that when it makes it bad initially, it's usher. So in this case, where it makes it bad later on, for sure the Tanakama will hold that it's usher. And for the Gemara Abaya said, that case is needed to teach the extent of the view of Rav Shimon. The Tanakama said to Rav Shimon, you have to agree that since the Truma yeast made the dough rise quicker than it would have been with only the Chulin yeast alone, it should make it usher. Rav Shimon said, no, it's the two yeasts together that made it rise, and it's the two of them together that then made the dough worse. Rav Shimon follows his view elsewhere that even two usher items don't combine to make a mixture usher. Surely, an usher and a mutter item will also not combine to make a mixture usher. The Gemara says, it once happened that a mouse fell into a barrel of beer and remained there long enough to impart its taste into the beer. Rav said the beer is usher. The Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, it must be that Rav's hold nois and talim of gam is usher. Rav Sheshes said, generally Rav really holds nois and talim of gam is mutter. However, the issur regarding shrotzim is a chiddush, since shrotzim are repulsive to people anyway, and yet the Torah made it usher. So that's why, in a case involving shrotzim, he says nois and talim of gam is usher. The Rabbanan asked him, if so, shrotzim should give off tumah, whether they're wet or dry, and yet a Mishnah said that they only transmit tumah when they're wet. The Gemara says, based on that svara, shichla zera should also even transfer tumah when dry, because people are certainly repulsed from zera. Rather, the reason it transmits only when it's wet is because we learn from the pasuk that it has to be in the condition in which it is fit to produce offspring, which is by zera, which is when it's wet. Similarly, we can learn that the pasuk of sheretz says it only gives off tumah when it's in the condition and it, as it was at the time of death, which means it is still moist; it was not yet dried out. In fact, the Gemara of Simeon Nardoi asked, "How can we say that a mouse is repulsive when we see it's even served a king?" kings? He answered, only field mice serve the kings. The mouse that Rav Sheshet is referring to is a city mouse. Rav said, the halacha is that noisin talmid chacham is mutter. With regard to Rav saying that the mouse makes the beer also, Rav said, he's not sure whether that's because Rav holds noisin talmid chacham is also, in which case we don't pass him like Rav, or whether he holds noisin talmid chacham is mutter, but he holds that the taste of a mouse maybe actually enhances the flavor of the beer. What's the halacha if a mouse fell into vinegar? So Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, this once happened in Rav Kahana's house, and he said the vinegar was also. Rav Ashi said, that case is not a proof, because in that case, the mouse disintegrated into the vinegar and was therefore never removed, and maybe that's why the vinegar was also. Ravin thought to say that the mouse would become batlan 100 times its amount of vinegar. He said it would be no worse than truma. Rav Tachlifa Bar Giza said to him, maybe a mouse is like spices of truma, which never become batal. Rav Achai said it becomes batal 50 times of its size in vinegar. Rav Shmuel, the son of Ravika, said a mouse becomes batal 60 times its size of beer. The Gemara paskins, whether it fell into vinegar or into beer, it becomes batal 60 times its size, and that's the measurement for all usher items in the Torah.